This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Taxpayers are receiving rebate checks from the federal government. The tax refunds will total about $38 billion. Individuals can expect to receive up to $300, and couples can get up to $600. President Bush hopes most taxpayers will go out and spend their money in order to stimulate the economy. But because the economy isn't doing as well as it was a year ago, people may react differently. NPR's Madeline Brand reports from New York.
If President Bush has his way, most Americans will do what Rita O'Reilly plans to do with her rebate check.
I'll be going to Bloomingdale to spend my money. I hope I get more than $300.
So any idea of saving it or investing it or paying it?
Oh, no, I'm not saving. I'm not investing. I'm going to the store, Bloomingdale, my favorite store.
25-year-old Andy McLaughlin is also looking forward to spending it.
I am going to go to the new Nautica store at Rockefeller Center, and I'm going to buy myself a snappy new pair of swim trunks.
$300?
Maybe two.
Retailers, of course, are hoping everyone splurges. The Home Depot is spending millions of dollars trying to get people to spend their rebate checks on home improvement with ads like this one.
By now, you've heard almost everybody is getting a tax rebate check from the government. So how are you going to spend this windfall? A lot of people say they're going to make some improvements around the house.
John Ross is Vice President of Advertising for the Home Depot.
We were really curious as to how consumers were planning to spend the money. And so we went out and actually asked them.
He says the company hired a market research firm. The results of the people who plan on spending the money, the largest percentage say they'll spend it on improving their homes. The survey also found that those homeowners are concerned about rising utility costs.
A lot of consumers are worried about that. Here's a great opportunity for them to take that money, invest it in their homes, and products that are going to help them reduce their energy costs.
No other major retailer is going to such lengths. Walmart is offering a free check cashing service just for the rebates, and, of course, they're hoping people will walk out having spent some of that cash. Sears thought about creating an ad campaign, but concluded that it just wasn't worth it. Spokeswoman Jan Drummond says Sears, too, conducted some consumer research and found that most people would not spend their tax rebates.
There may be wishes on the part of the consumers to pay down existing debt in the face of continued concern about an uncertain economy and perhaps some insecurity about the prospects of their employment and paying mortgages. So real necessities rather than engaging in additional retail shopping.
Eating his lunch with some friends in a Manhattan park, Derek Catley voiced that insecurity when asked what he would do with his check.
I'd probably do some J.P. Morgan funds or something, try to get it to roll over.
What are we getting?
But other than that, I mean, I don't know what you're going to do with $300.
Well, the president wants you to spend it.
Not with the economy slowing down. If this were like maybe last year this time, then I'd feel a little better about spending it. But I know, you know, things are not as booming as they could be, so I'm going to be fiscal and save it.
Recent opinion polls, even the Home Depot's, find that most taxpayers will save their rebates, too. In a Gallup poll, only 17% of taxpayers said they'd spend their money on things like clothes, a DVD player, or a plane ticket. Everyone else said they'd do the responsible thing, either pay down their debt, invest it, or save it. And if you believe that, there's a bridge in Brooklyn you might want to invest in, says Diane Swank, an economist at Chicago's Bank One.
People know how to answer these kind of surveys, right, so they don't look like they're stupid. But the reality is, it's just very hard to bet against consumers with money in their pocket to burn, not spending it. And money that falls from the heavens and lands in front of them is just money that's very likely to be spent.
There's a reason why retail sales go up every year when tax refunds are mailed out, and a reason why Americans don't save much. They like to spend money, especially when unemployment is still relatively low. Swank predicts about two-thirds of the $30 billion going back to taxpayers will be spent, giving the economy a significant lift. And so if she and other economists are right, most taxpayers will behave like Malcolm Adams when they receive their rebate checks over the next few months.
I'm about to close on a house at the end of the month, so I'm going to use it for home repair. Just like the president wants, I'm going to be spending it, all of it. It's, you know what? It's already spent.